I'm the one that's going to make it. I'm the one that's going to blow. I'm the one that's going to achieve what nobody else has achieved. I'm the one that's gonna make it out. I don't care if, I don't know, the market is saturated, if the industry I want to join is saturated, if there's competition, I don't care if the economy is in the pits. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Hey, 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 welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you guys doing? Yo, I don't know, last week I didn't record an episode, even one, but one thing about when I miss recording, I always come back like bigger and better, stronger and better. Like the energy is always insane. How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode. This is episode 115, episode 115. And I am your host, Awino Awiti. How are you guys doing? Hope mko fiti, because I'm feeling energetic. At least today I'm starting my week off well. I'm recording this actually on Monday, and it's me and my weird recording hours against the world. It's me and my worst sleeping schedule against the world. I have the worst sleeping schedule, but yeah, I'm recording this actually at 4 a.m. guys, on a Monday, on a very cold, chilly morning, and I'm just gonna finish this and upload it. So I feel like I love uploading on Mondays nowadays, because if I upload on Mondays, it's a funny thing, let me tell you guys a story. When I upload my episodes on Monday morning, people listen to it more, because I don't know, you know, when you start a new week, you're always feeling so motivated, you're feeling like you're gonna conquer the world is your oyster. So I think I started uploading on Monday because it gives me that feeling like, yeah, I need to listen to this. When someone listens to this, they feel like, yeah, this is my week, this is going to be that week for me, it's gonna be, and it sets the energy for the week, like you feel so motivated. So I'm loving this Monday episode. So I think soon I'm gonna start change, I'm gonna change to be recording on Monday, to be like uploading on Monday than Sunday. Yeah, anyway, welcome, hope you guys are well. Remember to check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, for awesome vlogs. Also interact with me on my Instagram, on my TikTok, Awino Awiti, on all platforms. I love creating content over there. Interact with me over there. Anyway, guys, today is a very controversial, if I do say so myself, today is a controversial episode. Today, we are about to be Delulu over here. If you don't believe in being delusional, please just stop. No, don't stop. Please listen. If by the time you are done listening to this episode, I promise you, I promise you, you're going to want to be Delulu, because Delulu is the Sululu. Guys, I know it's controversial, it's like weird, but just give me time to cook. Because one thing about me, if I'm talking about anything on this board, it's something that I'm experiencing. So this is something I'm actually experiencing, how being delusional is actually the ultimate, it's actually the ultimate self-confidence hack. So yeah, let's be delusional. So this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how being delusional can help you, actually can, it's a hack to achieving your dreams. Like it's a hack to achieving your dreams, it's a hack to manifesting. Like there's just power of being delusional, and it gives it unlocks a lot of things. It unlocks main character energy. Like, yo, delusion is faith. That's my POV. Like I view delusion as just being too faithful. Like it's giving faith it till you make it. It's giving fake it till you become it. It's giving fake it till you make it. That's how when I think of being delusional, when I think of Delulu, that's how I view it. Like delusion is faith. Like just, it's being over faithful. Like you're so confident, you believe in yourself. You have too much faith in yourself, until the universe doesn't have an option but to give you whatever you want. That's me. That's where I'm at. That's why I I love being delusional. I advocate for it. And today I'm just here to just share my insights on that, because I feel like in this life, you need to be so confident. You need to be so optimistic. You need to be so unrealistic with everything you're doing, because sometimes, in a thicker point, that sometimes you have to lie to yourself, to your dream life. You have to cheat yourself to your dream life. Like, you have to set your mind in a way that there's no option. You have no option. You just have to make it. You have to lie yourself to your dreams. Cheat yourself to the life you want to make. You want to live. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm cooking, guys. Are you getting what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what it is. Like, everything you need to do, everything you have to do, you have to move with it like you're the greatest, like you're the best out there. Don't care who has many followers than you, who has many supporters and who has a lot of money than you. Just everything you need to do, you have to move. Everything you're doing, you have to move with it like you're the greatest, man. You're the fucking greatest. Stop being like, I feel like it's time for us to stop being too sensible, stop being too moderate, stop being too modest, stop being too humble, guys. Stop being too chill. No, sometimes that holds you back. Like, you're just modest, you want to be humble, you want to make you feel, you want to make yourself feel small to be able to accommodate others. You don't want to speak out loud, you don't want to go out and chase whatever you want, you're scared of being seen. Like, are we still doing that? If you listen to this podcast, I hope you don't do that, because we are past those things like people pleasing, scared of being seen. We are past that on this pod. We overcame all those shit. We already overcame those. So it's time for us to stop being too sensible, stop being too humble, stop being too chill, because sometimes that really holds you back. Start to tell yourself that I'm the one that's going to make it. I'm the one that's going to blow. I'm the one that's going to achieve what nobody else has achieved. I'm the one that's going to make it out. I don't care if, I don't know, the market is saturated, if the industry I want to join is saturated, if there's competition. I don't care if the economy is in the pits. I don't care. I don't give a damn. What I know is that I'm going to make it. I don't care if my friends support me. I don't care, because I know I'm the greatest. I'm going to make it because I'm the coldest. That's my vibe, guys. That's, in fact, I was seeing this challenge on TikTok. When I was doing my research, I saw something. What was it? Something going on TikTok. Someone said that this month is for being delusional. This month is called delusion. What? Delusional April or something like that. Like, this month is about being delusional and how that can skyrocket you to living your dream life. How that can skyrocket you, because it, like, when I said at the beginning of the episode, like, being delusional, it's the ultimate self-confidence hack. Once you're delusional, like, you're just in your own world, in your world where you know that everything you want, you're gonna achieve. Everything you want is just waiting for you to take that step. You already know what you want. It's just waiting for you to take that step. I've been so delusional, guys. I can't even share. That is my little secret. I've been so delusional of late. And I don't know, like, TikTok just has a way of knowing what you're thinking. I don't know. Are we even safe in this world? Because you even think of, once you think of something, once your mind has always been on one thing lately, that is what your TikTok algorithm is going to show you. What? Like, it's so crazy. Even YouTube, like, algorithm nowadays is so crazy. I don't know what this algorithm ya kitambo haikukua hivi jamani, haikukua hivi. I don't know what they did, but algorithm nowadays has, like, they changed the game. Like, what you're thinking, that's what your TikTok algorithm is gonna show you. What's on your mind, that's what your Instagram algorithm is gonna show you. That's what YouTube is gonna show you. Like, it's just insane, because I've been delusional, and then I just see this stuff on TikTok, and then I'm like, yo, this is gonna make for a good podcast episode. So, like, it's so crazy. It's like the universe just knows. Well, are you getting, guys, what I'm trying to say out here? But because I feel like, I know we struggle to tell ourselves such things. Some people don't believe in that. Like, no, be realistic. Be a realist. I'm a realist. Be realistic. No, just no, like, take the situation as it is. Like, we struggle to tell ourselves such things that I'm the greatest, I'm gonna make it, I have to make it, I'm the one who's, I'm the baddest out there. Like, we struggle to tell ourselves these things, but sometimes it gets to a point where we have to, you have to lie to yourself, man. You have to, like I said, you have to lie yourself to your dream life. You have to cheat yourself to your dream life. Like, it's a hack. You have to believe that you're going to be the one that makes it, man. You have to, once, if you don't believe in yourself, so who do you expect? Who do you expect out here to believe in you? If you yourself, you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in your dreams, you don't believe in what you do, you're going to, like, just have that delusion, have that, like, you're the best out there. It's already yours. You're already enough. Just step into it. Just step into it. So, Delulu is the Sululu, guys. Delulu is the Sululu. But did I even introduce the Delulu mindset? Let's talk about the Delulu mindset, because maybe someone is listening here. But I don't know. I don't think there's anyone who out here who is not familiar with the term delusion or Delulu. So, for me, how I define it, like, the Delulu mindset, having the delusion mindset, it's just that it's confidence, having confidence that bends reality. Like, you're so overconfident, like, even reality, you don't even relate to reality. You're just so confident, you're in your own universe, you're so confident. And I feel like once you believe that, because that energy, you know me, I believe in this thing, like energy, like this, that transmitting energy to the universe, like the energy you transmit is the energy you get back. I believe in that thing. So once you're so overconfident, you just believe in yourself, I feel like you have no option. Like, the universe has no option. Like, everything's just gonna work out. Whatever you think it, I feel like once you think it, it's already gonna happen. You just have to put in the work. So it pushes. The one thing I like about the Delulu mindset is, like, it's rooted to optimism. It's rooted to imagination and manifestation. Once you're Delulu, you think you're just optimistic. It's a good, I feel like being Delulu, it's a good space to be in your mind. Like, it's a good space to keep your mind. It's a good mind space. It's a good head space to be in. You get it? It's a good head space. Like, you, because your head is full of optimistic thoughts, like, diverse, like, unimaginable things. Your head is full of just nice, great things, good things. Your imagination is just, you're just imagining good things. And I feel like once you imagine those things, they just manifest themselves in your life. Yeah. It's true. And actually, it works. While I was doing my research, I was actually checking out from TikTok. And delusion, being delusional works, man. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. So our brain is so funny, actually. What you feed it, that's what it gives back. Like, that's what it knows. It's what you feed your brain, that's what works for you. Because our brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. So why not imagine something big for yourself? Why not dream big for yourself? Why not set your brain to dream big? Why not set your brain to believe that you're the greatest, you're the best out there? So if you believe it's already yours, your behavior aligns with that belief. Simple. That's why being delusional works, because there's that law of assumption. If you believe it's already yours, your behavior aligns with that belief. And this thing works 100%, guys. It works. So I feel like being too realistic sometimes holds us back. Sometimes it's good to be crazy. Some craziness won't hurt you a bit. It's good to be crazy. Try being unrealistically ambitious instead. Yeah. Just ambitious. Try that. Just it works. Like, practice Delulu. Have practical Delulu practices. By the way, I don't know, but Masemanga, if someone doesn't know me well, even if I, for example, my neighbor who doesn't know me well, they think I'm crazy, because one thing about me, I talk to myself a lot. You'll find me, I'm that one person you'll find in the mirror talking to herself. I'm the baddest, like, yo, I'm already, I'm that girl, I'm that bitch. And those things, guys, It's the small things that makes a difference in our lives. Oh, those talks you give to yourself, like, I'm the baddest, I'm her, I'm that girl. Those things, your brain, now it adjusts that what you feel, like I said, what you feed your dream, your brain, that's what it feeds out. What's the word? What you feed your brain, that's what it lets out. Like, that's how, unanini maisha yako na, una lay the foundation for your life, for your daily life. You get it? I don't know if you get it, but yeah, that's the point. So those things you talk, that's why I believe in manifestation. I don't know who, I always wonder, like, how can you not believe in manifestation? Because it works. The things you talk, how you talk to yourself matters. How you view yourself, what the conversations you have with yourself matters. So talk to yourself. Go to the mirror and say, I'm that bitch. I'm that girl. I'm already her. The life I want, I'm going to achieve. I even saw someone say that you dress as if you're ready. Like, you're dressing as if you already got the role. Like, you're already that girl. Like, you're dressing as if you already got the job. You already got the role. You're dressing like, is it only me that always thinks about my future version, my future self? Like, I want to dress like this when I get this job. I want to dress like this. Like, in future, I want to style. Like, I want to dress like this. I always have those thoughts. But actually, I'm reading that now that I have to start dressing like that now. I don't have to wait for that future self. I was telling my friend the other day, actually, that when I get to my 30s, I want to start wearing tailored stuff. Naachana na nguo za mtumba mimi. Actually, nowadays, I don't really buy them as much. Naachana na nguo za mtumba, naachana na hizi nguo za so sijui za 500. Naachana na hizo mangu. From, like, in future, I want to start dressing, like, tailored suits. I want to dress so classy. And I'm not, also even dressing like this, like, I should not even wait for the future. I have to start dressing like that now. Who knows how it's going to open more those opportunities for me. So I don't know if you guys are getting what I'm saying, but practice those daily, like, start practicing those daily habits, having those daily practice. Like, you already have. Dress like that girl you want to be. That girl you vision of yourself in future. Be that girl. Start being that person today. That man, like, that the man you want to be. That man, start being that man today. Start being that girl today. Start acting like her today. Start dressing like her today. And if you start doing like that today, oh, you have no option. You have no option because you're going to be her. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. I hope you do. So yeah, it's like, be the main character. Romanticize your life. Romanticize your life. Delulu, guys. Actually, so Lulu, because I've been thinking of a lot of stuff lately. I think that's why I even didn't record last week. Last week, I was feeling unmotivated. I was feeling like I was just tired of this podcast. I was just tired of recording. Have you ever felt like that? I was feeling like that last week. Like, ugh, I have to record 2 episodes. Oh my gosh, release me. I'm tired. I was just exhausted mentally last week. But I was like, yeah, have no option. I was even thinking of taking a break, but no, I can't. I'm like, we are just starting Q2. Bro, what do you have to show for it? And do you want to take a break? No, that was me. We are just starting Q2. April has started. Guys, happy new month. Have I said happy new month? Oh, yeah. This is April. We are just starting. Now Q2 has started. Q1 is gone. And do you want to take a break? Are you serious? You have to get up and figure your shit out. I told myself that and I was like, yeah, that's right. If I start now taking breaks now, what will I have to show for myself by the end of the year? So yeah, I had that talk with myself, and then I felt like, yeah, I need to do some things different. I don't have to keep doing the same things every day. I don't just want to be defined by being a podcaster. I've been reading a lot of stuff. By the way, did I tell you I finished reading Atomic Habits? Yeah, I said on the last episode. I keep forgetting. Yeah, so I've been reading. What was I reading that said that? What was the word? That whatever you do, what was it? I'm trying to figure it out. I'll try and remember. Why? It's just imepotea kwa kichwa yangu. So I was seeing that thing about how that like, let people call you too much. Be extra. That's what being delulu. Like, just be extra. Go all out. Live your, like, guys, this is thing. This concept, where did this delulu concept come from? Because it's insane. And it can actually, this concept, once you practice it, I think it can just skyrocket you to your dream life. Like, evil to kiki magician, kiki evil to, like, it can just make things work for you. Because everything is all about the mindset. Everything we do, it's all about the mind. It starts from our mind. What you think is what you become. That is very true. So, and I feel like sometimes to maintain our sanity, we need to be delusional. We need to be delusional, because this life is hard. Like, this life, if you just want to be to be stuck in reality, oh, you will die of depression. Depression will finish you. I feel like sometimes to maintain our sanity, we need to be a little delusional. I mean, what have you got to lose? Life is unscripted. There's no manual of how we should live our life. So does it hurt to be a little delusional? Does it hurt to be a little unrealistic about your dreams? Does it hurt? I don't think it does. You are whoever you want to be. That's what I learned when I was doing this. Like, you are whoever. Because I can't tell you guys the things I've been having in my mind, my delulus. I can't tell you, because it's not a little secret. You're gonna see it if they manifest. But like I said last week, I was feeling so unmotivated. I was feeling like I was just stuck. I was not creative. My mind was just all over the place. I was not in a good place. Like, I was not in a good place to create content. But then I was like, yeah, I need to snap out of this. I can't be here. Like, I there's no room, like, for me to just start making excuses. I need to snap out of this ASAP. So I was just thinking about that, and I was like, yeah, I was thinking about the things I need to do. Like I was saying, I don't want to be defined as just being a podcast. Now my life, I'll just be a podcaster. No, I have to do a lot of things, because I feel like I have a lot of abilities. I have a lot of talents. I have a lot of talents. And I feel like I want to be so delusional that I go out there and just do all those things that I want to do. Do all those things that are in my mind. I just feel like I'm just going to close my eyes and just say, fuck it. Like, what do I have to lose? I'm going to go out there and be the best version of myself. I'm going to go out there and believe that I'm the freaking best. I'm the hottest. I'm the baddest. I'm the smartest. I'm the coldest. And I'm just going out there, go out there, and man, I just achieve my dreams and just go out and chase my dreams. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm just being delusional, and I'm like, yo, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for my life. Like, being in that state of mind, you are so, it opens up your mind a lot. Like, even I was just thinking when I was cooking dinner, I was listening to music, and then I was so delusional. I was thinking about a lot of things. I was meditating and thinking about a lot of things. And then I just, some crazy ideas just came in my mind. I'm like, actually, and those crazy ideas, those are things that have been visiting me every day. Have you ever heard of this concept that says, God can't put something in your heart, a dream in your heart, and think that it's too big for you to achieve? So those things that you're thinking of, you're saying you're delusional, but those things, those big dreams, those things that you're thinking of, and then you're saying, okay, this is too unrealistic, I can't achieve this. This is insane. Like, who the hell do I think I am? Okay. You are who you think you are. You're that person. Those things, I feel like God can't put those big dreams, those thoughts in your head if he thinks you can't achieve them. Yo, that is crazy. And that's how, and that was just it for me. And when I thought about that, when I read that, I was like, that's it. Those things, have you ever had these thoughts that just visit you every day? every day. You're always thinking, I have to do this. Like, you have these dreams that just visit you every day, constantly. They're in your heart, things in your heart that you feel like you need to do them in this lifetime. Like, you feel like that's your purpose. You need to do them. To do them, that's the direction you need to go. Because I've been having a couple of those for the past. Remember last year when I told you some things about like what I wanted to do, about chasing my dreams, about being a diverse person. Like, I don't just want to be to just fit myself in one box. Don't, by the way, don't do that. Don't just fit yourself. Don't allow yourself to be put. Don't put yourself, in fact, don't put. I feel like human beings, we put ourselves in a box. Don't even allow people to put yourself in a box. You put yourself in a box. You just want to do one thing. You just want to be defined by one thing. But no, I'm thinking here that now that we, there's more we can do. Like, we don't just have to be defined by one thing. That's why I was saying I want to be diverse. I just don't want to be a podcaster, like only a podcaster. Like, I have a degree that I did 4 years that I struggled to graduate. So I have that degree. I need to put it to use. I have skills. I have talents. I have abilities. I have a lot of things that I need to do. And I think if I don't do them now, I don't have no kids. I don't have no family now. If I don't do them now, then when? If not now, then when? So yeah, guys, that's what I just came to share with you guys today. Like, being realistic is cute and all, but being delusional is powerful. I don't need proof. I just need vision. You don't need proof. You just need vision. You're not waiting for the world to get it. You are the world, and by the world, and the world needs to catch up with you. The world needs to catch up, and baby, the world is catching up. So being realistic is cute and all, but being delusional is powerful. Like I said, you are whoever you are. You are whoever you are. You're whoever you want to be in this world. That starts from the mind. You are whoever you want to be in this world. Those thoughts that you have. I don't know if it's only me, but me, I'm always constantly thinking of my future self, of the things I want to do, of who I want to be in future. And I'm just realizing now that I am that person. If I'm whoever I want to be in this world. If I say today I want to go and be a big actor out there, I can. I'm whoever I want to be. It's on me. It's my decision. If I say I want to be a dancer, a musician, I am whoever I want to be. So you are whoever you want to be in this world. It's just up to you to believe it and work towards it. Okay? Okay? I hope you guys just learned something from this episode. It's a little all over the place, but I tried to explain this concept. You know, sometimes it gets difficult to like put concepts into words, but I've tried to explain this concept to the best of my ability, because I feel like this is something I need to share with you guys. Delulu is the soul. We always think they're on TikTok, Delulu is the soul, and you just laugh about it. But if you dig deeper about being the being delusional concept, it's a powerful concept. And I hope you've learned something from this episode. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed. I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. I have a lot of things to do. I need to catch up. I need to edit a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode. And remember, if you still wanna be part of What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, guys, check out. I always leave the link, the Google form link, on every episode. Check that out. And shout out to all the guys who listened to the last episode. If you haven't, you really need to listen to that episode, Discovering Your Identity, where I featured Urmi Hussein. It was a powerful and amazing episode, guys. Anyway, I need to go. Hope you've learned something, and hope you've enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you've enjoyed this episode, remember to share it, and also rate it on whatever platform you're listening to it. Rate it, and share with your friends, share with your family, share widely. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Remember, the Lulu is the Sululu. Adios. Okay.